One of the most overlooked areas in mastering ECG interpretation is the recognition of artifact. This concept is all too often omitted from ECG instruction because it is about something that is not real. However, what is real is that various types of artifact are ever present in real life, and failure to recognize artifact for what it is can be devastating to your patient. Cases abound in which the patient has been shocked for an artifactual tachycardia that looked real on the monitor. How then to recognize artifact? First point, artifact is common. Potential sources of artifact include tremor, shivering, seizure activity, or other body movement, such as tapping, rubbing, scratching, coughing, hiccups, brushing one's teeth, writhing in pain, you name it. Then there can be loose or faulty lead connection, external devices that may produce various types of interference, and mistakenly placing a monitoring lead in close contact with a pulsating artery, among many other happenings that can produce artifact. Second point, if certain waveforms on an ECG look funny, then there is an excellent chance that these funny-looking waveforms may not be real. The ECG is an amazing clinical tool, but it doesn't produce geometric lines that are unexpectedly straight or sharply angled. So the best way to prove that the unusual deflections you are looking at are artifact is to look at the patient while the ECG is being recorded. You'll often be surprised by what you see. On the ECG itself, the best way to prove artifact is if you can identify an underlying spontaneous rhythm that is not affected by any of the erratic or suspicious deflections that you are seeing. Be sure that when you are looking for artifact, that you look on a 12-lead ECG. This is because some leads may be unaffected by artifact despite huge artifactual waveforms in other leads. It is this last point that I wanted to expand upon, because the presence of artifact in some leads but not in others, and the relative size of artifact deflections in certain leads compared to others, can tell you in a matter of seconds which extremity is the cause of the artifact. And knowing where to look for the cause of the artifact is the best way to find and fix the problem. So, how do you tell which is the culprit extremity? The best review of this topic that I've seen is a 3-page article by Rollins and Moore, which I've made available on my blog. I focus here in this brief audio pearl on how to apply the theory discussed in detail by Rollins, which is based on Einhoven's equilateral triangle of the electrical activity of the heart. As a refresher, I've drawn Einhoven's equilateral triangle to the right of today's media pearl icon. The three sides of Einhoven's equilateral triangle correspond to derivation of the three standard limb leads, which are leads 1, 2, and 3. Of the 12 leads on a standard ECG, only these three limb leads, leads 1, 2, and 3, are bipolar, which means that these leads are derived by the difference in electrical potential between two electrodes. In contrast, the three augmented leads, leads AVR, AVL, and AVF, and the six chest leads, leads V1 through V6, are all unipolar, which means that these other nine leads are derived from the electrical activity viewed from an electrode placed at the location of each of these electrodes with respect to a null vector. What to do? Start with lead 1. Knowing that the orientation of standard lead 1 corresponds to a frontal plane axis of 0 degrees reminds me that lead 1 is the horizontal limb of Einhoven's equilateral triangle. Lead 1 is determined by the electrical difference between the left arm and right arm electrodes. We know this because in the most common form of lead reversal, the left arm and right arm electrodes are mixed up. And when this happens, lead 1 is all negative and looks like lead AVR normally looks, and lead AVR is positive and looks like lead 1 normally looks. So the ECG recording for standard lead 1 is derived from the difference in electrical potential between the left arm and right arm electrodes. Similarly, when a patient records a rhythm strip on an Apple Watch, they are recording the difference in electrical potential between their left hand and their right hand, which means that an Apple Watch rhythm strip recording corresponds to a standard lead 1 viewpoint. Continuing on with the other standard limb leads, lead 2 corresponds to a frontal plane axis of plus 60 degrees. Lead 2 is determined by the electrical difference between the left leg and right arm electrodes. The remaining standard limb lead is lead 3, which corresponds to a frontal plane axis of plus 120 degrees, and lead 3 is determined by the difference between the left leg and left arm electrodes. So if you look at the three standard bipolar limb leads, and the suspected artifact deflection is equally large in two of these leads, but there is essentially no artifact in the third limb lead, then you know the culprit extremity that is causing the artifact will be the extremity that is common to the electrical derivation of these two leads that are showing maximal artifact. For example, if no artifact is seen in lead 1, but an equally large artifact deflection is seen in lead 2 and lead 3, then the culprit extremity will be the left leg, because both lead 2 and lead 3 share the left leg electrode as their positive reference point. The reason no artifact was seen in lead 1 is that lead 1 is derived from the electrical difference between the left arm and right arm electrodes, and neither the left arm nor the right arm are the cause of the artifact. I realize it may be difficult to mentally visualize these electrical relationships that I've just reviewed without seeing Einhoven's triangle in front of you, but things become much simpler when we look at the three augmented leads. The culprit extremity that is causing the artifact is that augmented lead in which the artifact is largest. For the example I just gave, in which equal artifact was seen in standard leads 2 and 3, you should see an equally large artifact deflection in augmented lead AVF. For electrical reasons explained in the Rowlands article, you'll see artifact that is approximately half as large in the other two augmented leads. But the take-home message is that rather than some generalized cause of artifact, you can immediately know that one of the extremities is the cause of the artifact you see if there is maximal artifact in any two of the three limb leads, but virtually no artifact in the remaining limb lead. You can then look at leads AVR, AVL, and AVF, and you'll immediately know which of the extremities is the culprit because the artifact deflection will be largest in that augmented lead. For reasons explained by Rowlands, you may see a reduced amount of artifact in the chest leads. Bottom line, it's nice to be able to look at an ECG and immediately know if the problem causing the artifact you see is being caused by a problem in one of the extremities. Quickly determining which extremity is the cause then allows you to expedite problem solving to figure out if the problem in that extremity is faulty electrode lead contact, contact of that electrode lead on top of a pulsating artery, or some occult patient movement such as tapping, rubbing, or tremor in the culprit extremity.